I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very
my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be.
When a preacher or teacher teaches on the end times, that preacher must remember that the Middle East is God's time clock. Regardless what happens all over the world, the pestilences, the earthquakes, these are the signs of the end. But to really focus in on what time it is, we have to watch what's going on in the Middle East. And what we're seeing in the Middle East today is definitely telling us that the time is short. The battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39 is soon going to start. Even though the Russians seem to have a good relationship with Israel at this time, there's something a lot of people do not seem to understand, that the Russians are going to invade Israel. And there's not going to be only the Russians. The Bible teaches us of a whole bunch of nations that will join them. And the reason that they will attack Israel is for their oil. The Bible prophesies that the Israelis will in the end find a lot of oil and natural gas in Israel. And in the last 10 years, not even 10, in the last 5 years, so much oil has been found in the Middle East that they could basically supply the whole world for quite a while. We know for a fact that the price of oil is going down. America has become the biggest oil exporter now on the planet, and Israel is going to be not far behind. They're going to start exporting oil very soon if they're already not doing it. But at the same time, the oil seems to be leaving Saudi Arabia. They're running out. It seems like that the Russians can't afford anymore to pump the oil out of their oil wells because of the terrible conditions there. They don't seem to have the money to finance themselves anymore. So the Bible teaches us they will come to Israel and they will look for a spoil. So this is what we're seeing right now. We know that the Russians have come down to the Middle East about 5 years ago. And that was under the guise of bringing peace to Syria. That's just another plan that they have conjured up so that they can have an excuse to take the spoils of Israel. We're going to see these things climaxing in the next few years. The Bible very clearly teaches us that. And it also teaches us what will happen to those nations who come against Israel. So today I will be teaching on that. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts and eyes to the signs of the times. Lord Jesus, not many of your pastors are teaching on this subject, so you will let this message go out to as many as possible. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the best end time teachers that we have on the internet and on TV right now is called Behold Israel by Amir Safati. He is a Jewish Christian who used to be in the Israeli army, and he gives us updates weekly on what's happening in Israel. And he seems to think that we're not very far from a great battle that is prophesied in the Word of God. We have to remember the Battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39 is just on the horizon. Will that battle be before the rapture or after the rapture? My personal theory is this, that it will be before the rapture, because it will they will be burying the war instruments, the war implements of Russia and of those nations that are with them for 7 years after the battle. And during the tribulation, Israel will be for the first 3 years building a temple, and for the next 3.5 years they'll be running from the Antichrist. So there's not going to be any time to bury any weapons or burn any weapons. The Bible teaches us they will burn the weapons for 7 years. So this is what people can expect. In Ezekiel 38 in verse 1 to 3, it tells us, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal." So this word Gog is a name for the northern Russian people. If you study the Old Testament, that's where they migrated to after the flood. So we know that these people are identified, the Gog and Magog people are identified as the Russians, which will come down to the Middle East. And that has already happened. People have asked me, why would the Russians come and take Crimea away from the Ukraine? Crimea is a seaport that is open all year, and it's straight north of Israel. And once that invasion starts, whether it's summer or winter, it has to be open. And that is the only port that is not frozen over for the Russians. So they took it from the Ukraine, and now they're ready and set to go down, bring their soldiers down to Israel whenever they choose. So this is what's in the making. We have to understand that. And who will be fighting with them? The Iranians and the Turks and Libya and a few nations of Africa. So we see all these things aligning themselves. God is getting ready to show himself to the nations of the world. He will go and fight for Israel like he did long time ago. This battle will not be won by the army of Israel or by the air force of Israel. This battle will be won by God himself. And I will read to you what will happen. In Ezekiel 38, in verse 4, it tells us, I will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, talking to Gog and Magog, and all thy army, horses and all horsemen, all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company, all of them handling swords. There's gonna be Persia, Ethiopia, Libya with them, and all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all these bands, and the house of Togarmah of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Bible study teachers explain this means Turkey, this means the Iranians, this means the Libyans. We can all see these nations now aligning themselves with Russia. They're getting together to start this war. And there's people, and there are those who study these things and tell us when these nations, when nations align themselves for the purpose of war, it cannot take long, much longer than 5 years. Otherwise, they're going to start fighting amongst themselves. And that is already what is happening. It's starting to happen. They're starting to grind away at each other. Ezekiel 38 in verse 10 tells us this: Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at that same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thy hand upon the desolate places which are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. So here it's identifying who the Russians and all those nations will attack. A people that have come out of all the nations. And who are those people? Those people are the Israelites. They are now in the land of Israel. They are very prosperous. The land of Israel has become a blooming oasis where before it was a desert. Before 1948, before Israel became a nation, it was basically desert. Nothing grew there. And the Bible teaches us that God will speak to the land, that it will start bringing forth fruit. And this is exactly what is happening. And now everybody wants it. And the question will be asked, what will America, Canada, England, and France do when this happens? The Bible teaches us in Ezekiel 38, in verse 13, Sheba, Dedan, the merchants of Tarsus, and all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, and to take great spoil? All they will do is protest. And one of the greatest mysteries that Bible scholars couldn't figure out is why Saudi Arabia will not be involved in this great battle. Sheba and Dedan is Saudi Arabia. Every name has been changed, so people have to really do some figuring to figure out who is who. And the strangest thing is, Saudi Arabia has now become great friends with Israel. They're starting to trade back and forth. The oil of Saudi Arabia is starting to run out, and Israel has a lot of oil. The Israelis are teaching them how to produce water out of air. Very interesting stuff is going on over there. And we know that these nations, America, Canada, England, will only stand in protest as the Russians and their allies attack the nation of Israel. Why will they do that? There are Bible commentators who teach us that America will be so tired of war or so in so much upheaval that they will not have the will or the strength to go and help Israel. So we're starting to see these things right before our eyes. Jesus proclaimed it years and years ago. It'll happen in the latter days. And we're starting to see these things coming to pass. Russia is now in Syria. Turkey and Iran have aligned themselves. We know that the Libyans are aligning themselves with Russia. So we will see these things come to pass because we are that generation that saw Israel become a nation in 1948. And Israel has become a blooming oasis right in the middle of the greatest desert country there is. The nations around Israel have experienced extreme drought in the last 10 to 15 years, whereas in Israel, the land is blooming. So what will happen? In the next segment of this program, I will explain to you from the Word of God how God will destroy these armies. And it will not be the Israeli army that will do it or their air force. God is going to supernaturally destroy them so that the world will know that God exists. And for those of you who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, it is time to turn to Him. We're fast running out of time. The Lord Jesus Christ can come at any moment. And when that happens, then we who belong to the Lord will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And then people will start realizing that God wasn't joking. He meant what He said. And then things will start to change drastically. So open your heart to those interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
In this world I walk alone with no barren land.
Of you who are wondering what will happen to the Muslim nations and the Muslim religion, will they take over the world? I got news for you. In the battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39, most of those nations will be Muslims and they will be utterly destroyed. So when one studies these things, we know that the Muslim religion will soon find out who the true God is. It tells us in Ezekiel 38 in verse 15, "And thou shalt come up from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me. Then shall I be sanctified in thee, O Gog, there before their eyes." So the Lord is telling us here that he will bring the Russians and all their cohorts down to the land of Israel in the latter days, and there I will be sanctified. Meaning that God will be proven. He will be shown who he is. In Ezekiel 38 in verse 18, it tells us, "It shall come to pass at that same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel." So here is what we're getting. The fury of God will come up in his face. I do not want to be part of that army whom the Lord is going to go about to destroy. In Ezekiel 38, in verse 21, it tells us, And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every main sword shall be against his brother. So here's what's going to happen. They will start killing each other. They will start fighting one another like they did in the Old Testament. When you read about the battles of Israel, if Israel was too small or too few to handle the enemy, then God allowed them to start killing each other. It tells us, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bens and upon many people that are with him. An overflowing rain, great hailstones, fire and brimstone. That almost sounds like in the days of Joshua when he told the moon and the sun to stand still. The Bible teaches us that hailstones were destroyed more people than the armies of Joshua did. But there's going to be worse here. There's going to be overflowing rain, hailstones, fire and brimstone. And when you study these things, the hailstones will weigh about 100 pounds. That'll sure take the head off somebody. I know that for sure. So this is what's going to happen. And how many of those people will die? It tells us in Ezekiel 39 in verse 1 and 2. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and I will cause thee to come up from the north parts and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and there the Lord will destroy them. So only a sixth part of them will be able to flee from that awful, terrible battle that is coming to the mountains of Israel. This is what's going to happen. This is what's written. We can already see the sides aligning themselves. Russia, Turkey, Iran, Syria. We can see Libya. We can see Ethiopia. All these nations starting to get together. And one of these days, it will happen. We know that for sure because the Bible teaches us that. So we need to turn to the Lord. The Lord God is willing that none perish. He gave his life for us. He took your sin and my sin upon himself, that we will not experience his wrath in the eternal lake of fire. These people who don't know God, God will deal with them even while they're here on earth. But in the end, when everything's said and done, the worst part is still to come. Those who are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be thrown into the eternal lake of fire. The Bible teaches us the smoke of their torment shall arise forever and ever. So open your heart to these interesting Bible truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.